This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Japanese tennis star Naomi Osaka lit the Olympic cauldron as the Tokyo Games opened Friday after a year's pandemic delay and still lingering coronavirus threats. Osaka lifted the torch to the gleaming cauldron, which had unfurled at the top of a ramp representing Japan's Mount Fuji, in the highlight of a ceremony that was stripped back over virus fears. Japan's emperor officially opened the games in an almost empty Olympic stadium after COVID-19 forced organizers to ban spectators at all but a handful of venues. Osaka was handed the torch by a group of children from the region around Fukushima, which was devastated by a tsunami and nuclear disaster in 2011. It was an uplifting moment in a low-key ceremony that unfolded in front of fewer than 1,000 VIPs and several thousand athletes. In another high point, nearly 2,000 synchronized drones formed a revolving globe over the stadium to a cover version of John Lennon's Imagine. A reduced parade of nations with about 5,700 athletes filed into the stadium, far lower than the usual numbers, not all of them socially distanced, but mostly wearing masks. The 16-day games with 339 gold medals across 33 sports have a surreal air after the pandemic compelled organizers to make this the first games with virtually no spectators. Fears the global gathering of 11,000 athletes could become a super spreader event have made the games deeply unpopular in Japan, where polls have shown opposition for months. But hundreds of people gathered outside the stadium cheered and applauded as fireworks exploded overhead. Tokyo is also battling a surge in virus cases and is under emergency measures, though they fall short of a strict lockdown. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in India said Friday at least 112 people have died in the western part of the country after torrential monsoon rains caused landslides and flooded low-lying areas, cutting off hundreds of villages. Parts of India's west coast received up to 594 millimeters or 23 inches of rainfall over 24 hours, forcing authorities to evacuate people from vulnerable areas as they released water from dams that were threatening to overflow. Government officials in southern states say rivers are also overflowing and authorities are monitoring the situation there. Seasonal monsoon rains from June to September cause deaths and mass displacement across South Asia every year, but they also deliver more than 70% of India's rainfall and are crucial for farmers. Late Haitian President Jovenel Moïse was laid to rest on Friday, his body in a closed wooden coffin, with his funeral 2 weeks after he was shot dead at home, an assassination still under investigation. Foreign dignitaries, including U.S. President Joe Biden's top advisor for the Western Hemisphere, are joining mourners who have taken part in a series of commemorations in Haiti this week. Moïse was gunned down in his home in Port-au-Prince before dawn on July 7th, setting off a new political crisis in the country that has struggled with poverty, lawlessness, and instability. Haitian police say the attack was carried out by a group that includes 26 Colombian former soldiers, at least six who had previously received U.S. military training. A director of a hospital in the Democratic Republic of Congo said Friday at least 16 people, including six women and two children, have been killed in a suspected Islamist militant attack on a remote road in the northeast part of the country. Nine others were injured, with three, including a baby, in critical condition, according to hospital staff. Survivors blame the assaults on the Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, a militant group that claims links to the Islamic State. They have been accused of killing thousands of people since 2014, mostly in remote areas. The government declared martial law in two provinces at the beginning of May in an attempt to quell a surge in violence that the military largely attributes to the ADF, but the number of civilians killed in such attacks has only increased since then, according to a monitoring group. And the World Health Organization called on Friday for all countries to work together to investigate the origins of the coronavirus that caused COVID-19, a day after China rejected plans for more checks on labs and markets in its territory. The first human cases of COVID-19 were reported in China, but the country has dismissed theories that the virus leaked from one of its laboratories. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.